हरि ओम। लास्ट क्लास वी सॉ श्लोक नंबर 6 वेयर भगवान इज रिफ्यूटिंग द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ नथिंग एज द नेचर ऑफ द सेल्फ। शून्यवाद कैन नॉट बी द नेचर ऑफ द सेल्फ। एंड deep sleep state is a state where nothingness is experienced the most. But even in that, one still experiences the nature of the self. That is what Bhagavan Adi Shankaracharya is proving. So how? Yaha Puman, this person, whoever that is, Sushuptaha, when goes to sleep, Maya Samachadanat, at that time the Maya and its veiling power, the tamas, overpowers this person, and Karana Upasamharanataha, and such a person then withdraws all the instruments. And having withdrawn, he becomes sanmatra. He remains as that self, but not able to recognize this. That is important. Because karana upasamharanata. So all the instrument to know have gone. So therefore, those instruments cannot register the Sat. But Sat is there. How do we know Sat is there? Then, Prabodha Samaye, Yaha Prabodha Samaye, that person, when he wakes up, Prag Aswapsamiti. Prag Swapsamiti. Before, I was the one only sleeping. Iti Pratyabhignayate. There's this Pratyabhignayate. So the very recollection when I wake up from deep sleep that I was present in deep sleep is a proof enough that self was there. Now the interesting thing is each state is different. Correct? In waking state, the waker is different from the dreamer who is in the dream state. And likewise, the person who is in the deep sleep state, the deep sleeper, is also different. And all of these states are mutually exclusive from, meaning the moment deep sleeper comes, the waker and dreamer, they go away. They have to go away. Because if they don't go away, deep sleeper cannot come. So these states are based on the upadhi, equipment, our body, mind, intellect. Okay? So when we say prabodha samaye, at the time of dawn, when the person wakes up, the recollection is not that I was the deep sleeper. Okay? When we wake up, we don't have this experience that I was the deep sleeper. I have the experience that I was present in that state. There's a difference there. It's a slight thinking adjustment we have to do. In waking state, I can easily say, I am the waker because I can experience with my senses, mind, intellect, everything of this world. So I tell that I am the waker. But in deep sleep state, when I wake up from there, I don't say that I was a deep sleeper. I say, I was present. I did not experience anything. And I was happy. This has to be something other than Karana Sharira. So many people argue that why can't Karana Sharira be the nature of the self? Because that is present in all three states. Karana Sharira is there in waking state also. Right now also we have Karana Sharira. Because without Karana Sharira, mind cannot function. So that which is present in all three states, why can't we say that Karana Sharira is also there? And that is my nature. We cannot, because my recollection is not that. And that's why Pratyabhijna is very important. So what is Pratyabhijna? Pratyabhijna is my experience which is matched with past experience. Well, there is remembrance in the present of that past experience. So I'm not remembering, there's no thought in the present about the past, but that past experience presence, that I was present in that past experience, that presence is the same presence I have felt at this point. And this experience is what we call as Pratyabhijna. Like how we say that a person you may have met long time ago. So that experience you had that I know this person, and you again meet that person after a long time, you say, this is that. When you say this is that, that past experience is what you are recollecting in your presence, in your present experience, that I was also present at that. And you're matching that and you're saying, this is that. That is Pratyabhijna. When this Pratyabhijna happens, it is a proof enough that I am this self. But who gives this knowledge? Yaha prabodha samaye pratyabhijnayate. One who shows me this way, that is my guru, that is Bhagwan Dakshinamurti. Tasmai idam namaha. To Dakshinamurti is this prostration. Now this shloka ends here, but the thought continues on into shloka number 7 of Pratyabhijna, but in a different way. So let us take a look at that shloka.
बाल्यादिष्वपि जाग्रदादिषु तथा सर्वास्वस्थास्वपि व्यावृत्तास्वनुवर्तमानम् अहमित्यन्तस्फुटम् अहमित्यन्तस्फुरन्तं सदा. स्वात्मानं प्रकटीकरोति भजतां यो मुद्रया भद्रया. तस्मै श्री गुरुमूर्तये नम इदं श्री दक्षिणामूर्तये. बाल्यादिष्वपि जाग्रदादिषु तथा सर्वास्वस्थास्वपि व्यावृत्तास्वन् वर्तमानमहमित्यन्तस्फुरन्तं सदा स्वात्मानं प्रकटीकरोति भजतां यो भद्रयां यो मुद्रया भद्रयां तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये।
बाल्यादिषु इन वेरियस स्टेजेस बिगिनिंग फ्रॉम बाल चाइल्डहुड। सो बाल्य आदिषु इन डिफरेंट स्टेजेस लाइक व्हाट आर डिफरेंट स्टेजेस वी ऑल नो देयर इज चाइल्डहुड देन देयर इज इन इंग्लिश इट्स मेनी there is infancy then there is toddler then there is youth teenager then young adult so many ways you can define and then vriddha so all of these are the stages of they are the stages of the body and also there are the stages of our mind because in balya avastha mind is also different playful childish and then as you grow more playful but now a little bit afraid of the world and then once you get to that teenager no more fear but still playful, rebellious. And when you get to the adult, then the aham comes. I know everything. Nobody can teach me anything. And finally, vriddha comes. I don't know anything. I was just a fool to think I knew everything. The wisdom comes. So these are the stages of life. But all the other inclusive. Okay. Balyadishu api Jagradadishu. Jagradadishu. The three states. Jagrat, Sapna, Sushupti. Tatha. Like so or similarly and similarly how the interpretation given is that tatha is also referring to all the states in between the jagrat swapna and sushupti so that you know if we may have felt it many times swoon you know that state where you're not fully awake but you're not fully asleep also so you cannot really call it as jagrat or we call it as swapna we call it as avantara so in between states so avantara so tatha is to include all of that also and having missed anything Then Adi Shankaracharya says, Sarvasu, all avastha states and any other states that are possible. So then again, the interpretation comes about is what is every other states? So the state where you are able to see something, states where you are able to hear something, So, in respective to our senses, with respect to our mind, buddhi, these are also states. Understood. And anything that is missed, then appears to be included. So, anything that you can come up with as a state, all of that. Okay. In all of these states, what? What are these states first of all? These are vyavrittasu. These are vyavritta. Vyavritta means they are mutually different from each other. When balyavastha is there, you cannot say kumaravastha is there. And when kumaravastha is gone, then only the yuvavastha comes. So each state is mutually exclusive of the other. One, it has to be different from the other. That's what this shows. Vyavrittasu. So all of these states are different from each other. Anuvartamanam. Anuvartamanam, that which goes in and through all of them. So, what goes through all of them? Aham. Anuvartamanam aham. So this I, this Atma, is the one that is pervading through all of these states. Just as how, you know, in Bhagavad Gita we have that shloka that says, Sutre Manikanai. There's one thread. And then in that thread, you have different types of beads or mala. And then you make a garland out of it. So those, each flower that you have, they're mutually exclusive of each other. They're not the same. But the thread that makes it a garland or a necklace, that is one. That is this aham. And again, the commentary that it goes, it says, this commentary that I'm referring to is a commentary by Swayam Prakash Ji on Dakshinamurti. So he says that this aham is actually Satchit Ananda. This aham is the one that pervades through all of these avasthas, all of these states. But this aham actually is Satchit Ananda. And he explains how Satchit Ananda. So this Atma is Sat. When going through each state, one has an experience of existence. Meaning, when I am in the state of balyavastha, then in that state, I know I exist. There's a feeling of existence. Likewise, in other states also. So where there is that feeling of existence, that is the Sat Swarupa of the Atma. So that Sat Swarupa is what is pervading through all of that. Likewise, Chit Swarupa is where there is knowledge, awareness in that state. Meaning when I'm perceiving through my senses, I am aware that I am present, or I am aware of others. When I perceive through the mind, senses and the sense objects. So that awareness is that pervaded consciousness through all. In my ignorance, I may be thinking that I'm the mind who is thinking like this. But the reality is that it is this aham, this is that Atma of the consciousness nature which goes through each state, or which is there in each state, not even goes through each state. It is there, present, pervaded in all the states. Therefore, when the mind comes to know something, it has to exclude something else for it to know, because it's a mutually exclusive state. Meaning, when the mind knows what you are seeing, what is seen is mutually exclusive from what is heard. But the feeling is that I have known what I am seeing and I know what I am hearing. That knowledge is still the same. Kind of get the idea? So where the thought comes of I am knowing, that is the consciousness aspect in all states like this. And this aham also represents Ananda Swarupa. Ananda Swarupa, because there is love for so many things. As a childhood, we have love for toys. We will cry like a storm to get the toys that we want. And as we grow older, we have love with bigger toys. The toys change, but the love for toys do not change. So before it was just a play car or, you know, Lego car, and now it became a real car. The object changed, but the love didn't change. So avastha changed, but that internal love doesn't change. Likewise, then in all relations also, no matter how much we love our better half, but we love our sleep more than the better half. They'll say, no, one more movie, let's watch. He'll say, no more movie, I have to go to sleep. Let's talk at night. So, no talking. Talking should be done during the day, not during the night. Meaning what? We love ourselves more, and because we love ourselves more, therefore the other things are also dear to us. So as the avastha changes, as the states change, our love may change. Meaning the way it is expressed by different objects, that may change, but the love itself doesn't change. And that is because I love myself the most. This is the Ananda Swarupa. So this Satchit Anandam Aham, this self is Vyavrittasu Anuvartamanam, is pervading, is intermingling through all the states. So states are multiple, but the one who is pervading all of them is just one. And that is I. That is this self. Aham iti antaha spurantam sada. This I, sada, at all times, antaha spurantam, is internally illumining. So the self is shining within and making us experience the different states. we're not able to recognize, or we are able to recognize that there is a change from one state to another because we are in that journey. We are traveling from one state to another. Therefore, we are able to recognize. If we were different states, then we would not know when we jump to a different state. Because if I am only Jagrat Avastha, I would not know anything about the dream state. Some time ago, I think somebody had asked, what about split personality? For people with split personality, they have two minds. But even when they have two minds, they have one thing that they know. At least I think from how the movies show. I do not know what happened in that period. When that other mind was overpowered, I do not know what happened, but I know I was there. I blanked out. Who blanked out? So we see that the avastha changed, yet the I continued the same. Therefore, this aham is only one which is internally shining and illumining all the avasthas. Then we go to the next part. Yaha Paramatma. This Bhagwan, this Brahman, or Guru Dakshinamurti. Yaha Swatmanam, one's own nature. Mudraya Bhadraya Bhajatam Prakati Karoti. So this Paramatma, this Brahman, Swatmanam, his own nature. So Guru is showing this nature to the Shishya by the Mudra. We talked about the Chin Mudra, remember, in the beginning of the class during the meditation verse. So that Mudra, which is Bhadra, auspicious. So that knowledge, which is exemplified through a signal, a very simple signal, just rolling your hand like this, and Bhagwan shows knowledge. So by this revelation, the nature of the self is prakati karoti, is revealed. But for whom? Bhajatam, those who have taken refuge to the Guru or towards the Bhagavan. So those who have devoted themselves for this knowledge, those who have devoted themselves to their Guru, for them the Guru reveals this knowledge. This shloka is also considered as the Mahavakya. This aham is Satchidananda, we said, right? This Satchidananda aham atma, this atma pervades through all the avasthas. That atma is explained by the Guru as that Brahman. Swatmanam, one's own self. Swatmanam, right? Swa, one, atmanam, self. So one's own self, meaning who is this one's own self? Who is Guru? Guru is that Brahman only. Who is this Dakshinamurti? That Brahman only. So that Brahman, Swatmanam, explains is this Atma which pervades through all the avasthas. This revelation for which Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Shri Dakshinamurtaye Idam Namaha Astu. So my prostration to Bhagwan Dakshinamurti, because he is that Guru who is revealing the knowledge of Jiva Brahma. Now in the shloka we said there is this idea about Pratyavijna. That idea of Pratyavijna is presented by Vyavrittasu Anuvartamana. He said Pratyavijna is just an understanding that, or an experience of a past remembrance in the present. But in Vyavrittasu Anuvartamanam, there is a present experience also that I am experiencing myself as the change happens in the states. So this change is not my nature. But the changeless in all of them is me. When one understands this, then they have understood the true nature of the self. For a Guru Bhakta, Guru is Brahman. And those who have Brahman as their self, then Dakshinamurti is also Brahman. Therefore, the idea becomes very clear by the simple sign Bhagavan Dakshinamurti reveals himself in front of his bhaktas, in front of his devotees, that you are searching for this Atma, but who is this Atma? Right here in front of you. But do not think of me as somebody separate because of the upadhi. I am that same self that pervades through all the states, which is anta within you. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Shri Dakshinamurtaye Idam Namaha Astu. My prostration. Dakshinamurti Bhagavan in this form of a shloka. Okay, so this much is the meaning of shloka number 7. Any questions, comments? We have about 20 minutes, so we can go through questions or anything that you have thought about thus far, and we can discuss.
Hari Om Dhiraj.
Hari Om.
So the question I'm trying to understand is, so the, because you know, the past experiences, whatever happened in childhood or earlier, what makes us to remember? Is it because it's in the Karana Sharira, those memories?
That is to remember the childhood avastha, that as a child I was this. That remembrance is our chitta, which is part of our antahkarana. So that antahkarana is manifest only in waking avastha. In jagrat avastha, it is manifest. Only in swapna avastha, it merges back into, sorry, not swapna avastha, in sushupti avastha, it merges back into karana. But the experience that I am that same person who was the child, that is the pratyavijnana, which, where does that pratyavijnana stay? That stays in the couch.
So somebody is in coma and they come back and then they, sometimes they remember, sometimes they don't remember. Is that, you know, now it, we are able to remember because there is a continuation. You know, I can remember that person who was the child as me. So sometimes people in coma and then they come back and then they can remember. Is that the same situation then?
They can remember their self, or they can remember, what are they remembering?
You know, some of them, they have to relearn everything.
So if they forget about how to do certain things, that is not an issue, because that's the part of the memory. That's the part of a brain which triggers that memory, I guess. So brain is not the, do not think brain is the organ that is able to do that sparking. It's the functionality of the antakarana which has gone. So therefore they have to relearn that. But for them, the pratyavijna is still this, that I don't remember. Who is the I that is not remembering? It's the same as that somebody who has a split personality. I don't remember. And likewise, the one who is on the other side of the split personality also will say, I don't remember the other person. But I know that I have some other personality. And sometimes they don't even recognize that I have another personality. But the only thing that recognizes, I kind of blanked out. So when you say that, there is an intact experience. There's a solid presence that is undeniable. And that presence is what we call as the Atma. And that can only be felt because of the pratyavijna.
Thank you.
And this pratyavijna, sorry, just to add more to what we just talked about. So this pratyavijna, one who remembers that I was present in all these states, that pratyavijna, when one sees through all the states, that is called as vyavrittasu anuvartana. Just one step beyond. Yes, Ashokji.
Yes, I was just, I think, a question from the last discourse and trying to truly get it straight in my head, the difference between Brahman, Sakshi, and and Jiva. So I think in this case, we are saying that the Brahman is the unconditioned Chaitanya, right? Without any kind of, but while Sakshi is sort of conditioned Chaitanya, but it is free from the Antakarana. It's without the Antakarana, but having the conditioned consciousness that we call as Sakshi. And Jiva is conditioned consciousness, but then identified with the Antakarana. Would that be appropriate? So would that also, that is also the Chidabhas then? The what we call Jiva, PFT, is the same thing because it's also conditioned consciousness. It is also identified with the Antakarana. So would we call, is Chidabhas the same thing as Jiva?
Yes. Chidabhas is Jiva.
Okay. So in your example that you had given us last time, with in a dark room, a ray of light coming from a hole and being reflected with the mirror on the wall, so that reflection then is the Jiva or Chidabhas. Yes. But the mirror is the Antakarana. Is that?
Yes, is the mirror correct? Is the Antakarana.
Okay.
The only thing is that when that reflection happens on that wall, instead of recognizing that this is the light of the sun, the Antahkarana says, this is my light. That is why it is caused by ignorance. So Ahankara is able to therefore get confused.
Okay.
In Dridrishya Vivek, it is said that our Ahankara has a relationship with three things: with Chidabhas, with Deha, and with Sakshi. The Ahankara's relationship with Chidabhas is sahaja. It is natural. Meaning, the moment the reflection happens in the Antahkarana, the reflection starts and Ahankara also is born from that. So they are co-joined the same time, but not co-joined, coexisting at the same time. The moment you remove Ahankara, there is no Chidabhasa. And it is just the light.
Do you mind repeating the last two sentences, Dhiranji? The Ahankara and the Chidabhasa.
Yes. So the reflection, when the consciousness is reflected in the Antahkarana, Chidabhas happens, that is the reflection happens, and Ahankara also is born from that. So both come about together. So both exist together. As long as life is, as long as the person is living, kicking in this world, you cannot get rid of this relationship. So Chidabhasa will always remain.
Ankara is present.
Yes. And we have nothing to worry about Chidabhasa. I'm not trying to destroy Chidabhasa, because reflection will always be there and we cannot get rid of our Antahkarana. We cannot destroy it. The only thing that we can do is know what truly is the Antahkarana. Okay, anyways, that will come when we talk about the Sakshi idea. So the first relationship of Chidabhas and Ahankara, both are born at the same time when birth happens. That's what we're talking about. And the reflection happens means when the birth happens. The relationship of the Ahankara with the body. Because when I have the body, I also have the Ahankara with the body, that this is my body. I should use my body in the way I want. If I want to strain my eyes and keep watching TV for a long time, that is my choice. Like that somebody would say. Or if somebody says, you know what? No, I want to exercise. I want to have a fit body. I don't want any junk in my body. This is all based on karma. Our purva, janma, prarabdha, all those karma. Prarabdha, sanchita, all that. So Ahankara's relationship with the body is born out of karma. So our karma determines what kind of body we get and what we will do with our body. The third relationship, which is the Ahankara's relationship with the Sakshi. That is born out of Bhranti. Bhranti, delusion. So, where is Sakshi? Sakshi also is staying in Antahkarana only. But this Sakshi, when the reflection happens, the Sakshi is merely witnessing the reflection, is not saying that I am the one who is separate from the real consciousness. Ahankara, automatically when the reflection happens, the Ahankara says, I am something separate, I am something unique. And therefore, I have this body, I have the mind, I have the senses, I have the instruments, everything for me. This thinking itself of the Ahankara is Bhranti, is delusion, because it doesn't recognize itself as Sakshi. And this we break by the practice of Aham Brahmasmi. So when can I experience I am truly a Brahman? That experience happens only in the state of Samadhi. That I am Brahman. Because Antahkarana goes into the Karana Sharira at that time. Like how deep sleep, Antahkarana is gone. The only thing that is there is I. But when this Antahkarana, I shouldn't say Antahkarana goes into Karana Sharira. Because in Samadhi state, Antahkarana is present, but it no longer is able to shine separate from the light of the consciousness. So that light of consciousness is so bright that Antahkarana is rendered nullified. But Antahkarana is present. It has not gone into Karana, like how in deep sleep. Because if it is in deep sleep, then Antahkarana itself is not able to recognize anything. So, when can we experience Brahman? Our experience of Brahman is only in the state of Samadhi. When can we experience Sakshi? Sakshi can be experienced any state other than Samadhi. Meaning, right now itself, if as I am speaking, I continue to see myself as not the speaker, but the one who is observing the speaker, Sakshi is there. And I can do that. I don't need to separate myself and do one action at a time. As I'm doing the action, I can separate myself easily. That is Sakshitva. And Sakshitva happens also in practice of Samadhi. When I practice meditation, that time also it can happen. Where I'm separating myself from Antahkarana and saying, I'm the Sakshi Chaitanya. I'm the witness. And because I'm the witness, I cannot get entangled in the day-to-day activities of the mind. Therefore, I'm separate. And Jiva, we experience without anything. If I want to experience Jiva, I have to think about nothing.
Thank you,
Dhiranji. I had a question, Dhiranji. So when we wake up from the deep sleep and come to the waking state, so then you explained that remembering that I was the one who experienced that deep sleep. So when I come out of that, is that, I had heard a word before, ahamvritti. Is that ahamvritti which is coming, which is saying that, or how does that fit in here?
Yes, because when I say that I was present, that I which is saying is not the Sakshi I. It's not the witnesser who is saying. It is the ego when it wakes up. From the Antahkarana, it is pulling that thought that I was present, and it arrogates that thought and it says, so that aham, there is our ego. Was that your question?
I wanted to know whether that is the aham vritti, that I experienced that deep sleep. I was the one who experienced it, you know, when I wake up. Is that aham vritti actually, or is it different?
So when you say aham vritti basically is a thought which says I. Thought, any thought that says I is aham vritti. So anytime you associate I to anything, that will be your aham vritti. Idam vritti is when you associate it with the object. I was in deep sleep, or I had deep sleep. So that the deep sleep becomes your idam vritti. And I becomes your aham vritti. Arrogating thought is what we call as the aham. So let me just summarize the thought then of shloka number 7. Bhagavan Adi Shankaracharya is saying that there are many states experienced by a jiva. But all these states are mutually exclusive of each other. But this aham, the I, which is of the nature of Satchidananda, pervades through all the states. And my guru, Dakshinamurti, is the one who shows that this aham, which pervades through all the states, is Brahman alone, is the nature of that self alone. He reveals for me Tattvamasi. And because Bhagavan reveals for me Tattvamasi, my prostration to that Guru Dakshinamurti. Why does he reveal for me? Because Bhajatam, those who serve and surrender, for them Bhagavan easily reveals. There is no partiality. It's we become benefactor because of our grace, because of Bhagwan's grace, not our grace. Because of Bhagwan's grace, we become the benefactor. And how does Bhagwan reveal? Bhadraya mudraya. By an auspicious mudra, chin mudra, knowledge sign. So next week, we'll take up the next one. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
Thank you, Dhiranji.
Harihi Om.
Harihi Om.
Harihi Om. Thank you.